This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly feature of mine and the people who work with me. So, you know, there are any number of ways of introducing this program. This is part of the countdown that I do with Michael Harrison. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keevan, who's an important part of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn will be back with us next week. John Harper joins us from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida with a review of the top 10 stories. Sometimes we get into the people, but those lists are both very prominent, published at Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine. It's not a magazine anymore. It's online, but kind of a magazine. The week of September 28th to the 2nd of October is in the focus. There are the usual things, ladies and gentlemen, that are on the list that seem to have gotten there as a result of COVID and us being at home, the relationship focus and that sort of thing. I think that our relationship with the various countries on the people list, Vladimir Putin and Xing Bing Jing Pling Gung, you know, whatever his name is. I have no respect for him, so I don't care whether I pronounce his name right. Somebody said, well, that's disrespectful. You don't know how to pronounce his name. I don't give a crap about pronouncing his name right, frankly, because no good is too good a way to refer to him. He's a monster. And what goes on in China now, the kinds of things, if there wasn't a COVID, if you look at China and how they're treating Muslims as they taught, you know, the same way they treated Christians back a couple of decades ago, you realize what you're dealing with, people almost subhuman. All they want to do is control everything. And when you look around at the mess in the world, one wonders how anybody in his or her right mind would want to control the world. What do you get for your trouble, if you will? But there are those people who, you know, the psychology, again, number 10, psychology of people and what they desire. It's, you know, some people say, why do we have such lousy candidates for president? Well, who in their right mind would want to be president under the circumstances, right? I mean, think about it. Would you, John Harper is here from WMEL, would you like to be president?
There was a time when I would have wanted to be president, yes. Going way back, perhaps when we were kids, during the days of John Kennedy, who inspired the nation, inspired young kids like myself.
Yeah.
I want to be president, but ever since then, no, I don't know why anybody would want to be president and go through this type of disaster on your life personally and everything else. It's not a good job.
How did we get here, John, do you think?
You mean where we're at right now?
Well, how did we get to the point where we, as you were talking about Kennedy and that era, and then how things have... is it because of Kennedy and his demise? Do you think that's where the problem started? Because if somebody asked me the question, I'd say the same thing that you did, and I'd say the Warren Commission, how Kennedy was dispatched, was the beginning of the chipping away of trust in our government and the leaders that we have. Now, maybe a lot of other leaders have been untrustworthy. A lot of people think that FDR was untrustworthy. He got us into World War II. Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know from the same experience, because you or I are the same age, we've had the same experiences in our lives, and the Kennedy thing was extraordinarily destructive, and then followed by Vietnam. Now, I think that's when it started, frankly, and the decisions these people make that have been compoundedly stupid as we move on. Anyway, go ahead.
You're right on the money there, Doug. As far as after Kennedy, everything that started to go, in my opinion, your opinion, I'm sure that of many others, downhill from there. You mentioned Vietnam and what distrust that brought about on our nation and our leaders. and you can just move forward from year to year. And there's really not been a whole lot of positive years that you can put back to back and bumper to bumper that would really change that type of feeling around, that type of psychological feeling toward government, toward wanting to be in politics, wanting to be a worker in politics, or in the
really believing
capital.
In the government and your country and things like that. LBJ was a horror show. Yeah. Nixon was no good. I think Gerry Ford actually, I wished he'd have served longer because I think he was a pretty good influence on things, frankly. And so was Reagan. And I think that Clinton, frankly, say what you will about his personal life, I think there were a lot of things, even though he, you know, doesn't always leave a great taste in everybody's mouth. I think that when you can compare Reagan and Clinton in a way, because we all pretty much felt good about being Americans then. So we go up and down from there.
Well, we did. We did, Doug. But that feel-good psychological effect toward our country has definitely been lacking over the past many years. And, boy, as of the news that's come out in the last 12 to 18 hours, that is going to continue, and we're really heading into uncharted water at this point.
Oh, for sure we are. And I think whether you heard me say this earlier on the DJV program or not, talking about the astrology of where we are and where all of this stuff sort of collides around the election. COVID comes to a head, and the Black Lives Matter movement comes to a head, and there still is, Victoria. Didn't somebody offer us a guest this week who is on to the the asteroid that's supposed to hit the Earth in December? Isn't there, there's more about that, and mm-hmm. you know what? There, can you imagine that on top of all the rest of
the
stuff?
That's all we need. Well, if there was ever going to be a year where an asteroid would actually collide with Earth,
right.
it would be
this
2020.
Is
this is the year. This is the smoke 'em if you got 'em year. This
yeah,
is
right. There you go. All right. Anyway, the president will talk about this a little bit, although I don't know that it deserves any more time than just acknowledging that the president and first lady have the coronavirus. She says they're feeling well. But adds, you know, I mean, what kind of chaos? Can you imagine if Biden comes down with this, what kind of chaos this brings to the campaign? Talk about, that's why I said, all of this stuff collides in the next month, I think. And we hold our breath and wait to, we can't sit this out, though. You can't sit on the sidelines. You can't be unheard or uncounted. You got to be counted at the voting box, and you got to be heard when it comes to some of the things that you may feel pressured about with regard to the future of our country. 14 after the hour, you're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review. John Harper from WMEL is here with us this week. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain, unless you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. It's the body's largest organ, but we often take it for granted. For dermatologists, it's also the most important organ.
You literally can't live without your skin. If you didn't have your skin for a few minutes, you wouldn't be here. So the skin is very important.
Dr. Don Davis says you'd probably be surprised just how much skin you have.
It's a large surface area, which is how it gets to be the largest organ. If you stretched out the skin, it would be the size of an NFL football field.
Another interesting fact is that skin is the organ that's continually growing. continually regenerating.
The skin is multiple layers thick, and it grows and sheds in 28 to 30 day cycles. So you get a brand new you, if you will, about once a month.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't take care of your skin. Washing, moisturizing, and applying sunscreen appropriately will go a long way to keeping your skin happy and healthy. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Roundup, an overview of the stories and the ancillary things that go with them from Talk Radio's point of view, at least the point of view of several important Talk Radio people. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV Show, and John Harper from WMEL in Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. The situation with the education system, number 7 this week on the countdown. School opens, does school close, who's going to get it, do the children get it, they don't get it, they don't to be worried, and then they give it to their parents. This is something that is so screwy, that is so crazy, and I wonder what the real takeaway here for me is, what it's doing to youngsters. Are they resilient enough? Are they strong enough to be able, I mean, I look at my grandson who started kindergarten, and he's sort of taking it in stride. I think if you start, you're just starting, and this is the scenario, it's okay. But if you've been in school, and you're like, you're confused, am I going to school today or not? And if I'm not going to school, then what am I? What is this box in front of me? What am I doing with it? Do you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. And then the announcement in some of the northern climes that there will be no snow days this year because now we've got it. We've got it pegged. No more excuses. We'll have school using the box. How about that?
But have we ever seen anything like this in our lives? I mean,
No. It's
crazy at every point where you turn, and the education crisis, school opening, school closing. You're right. The younger kids probably are quite resilient to the pulling and tugging as to which way they go.
Yeah.
But the older kids, and certainly when you get into high school, that's got to be a concern. And I'm concerned, Doug and Victoria and our audience, about what type of education in reality are students actually
not
receiving.
Not much. No,
yeah,
not much.
That is a very real concern.
Yeah, not much. Victoria, can you imagine this happening when you were in school, let's say high school? Do you ever put yourself back there and think, okay, these were my high school experiences, and can you imagine going through this sort of situation while you were in high school?
You know, I went away to high school. I went to a boarding school, so my high school experience was so different from most people.
So those
anyway.
Boarding schools would be completely closed now. Right?
I think my school has kids on campus, but they're treating it like college campuses. So it's like, you know, it's different shifts, whether you're in the classroom or you're working from, you know, your dorm room.
I got it. Yeah. All right. Number 6, focus on race relations. And maybe the Proud Boys come up as part of the discussion here. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you want
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 23 after the hour, we continue focusing on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Yeah, the countdown, just like the music countdown shows, only this focuses on the top 10 stories and people each week. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, number 6 this week. John Harper with me from WMEL, and also my pal from the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, to comment. Race relations, number 6, the president talking, and that woman who's running in Delaware talked about the Proud Boys. I said off the air, we were laughing about it. I first said the Pep Boys.
Very different.
The Pep Boys are not related to the Proud Boys at all. So anyway, Trump calls into Hannity to clarify his comments that were... I don't know, what did he just not say anything about them? He said, sit down. I didn't get...
He said, stand back and stand by.
What does that mean? Did anybody know
that's
what
everyone
meant?
Was wondering. Okay. Does that mean... Because this is like a militia...
Does that mean sit down and shut up?
Well, Trump clarified it later on, saying let law enforcement handle everything. But this is, you know, this is a violent militia group. So stand by kind of was taken by a lot of people as, okay, well, you can be there and you can, you know, it didn't seem like enough of a denouncement.
Yeah, put down. All right, so the lady in Delaware.
Yeah, I'm going to be calling upon you.
Right, yeah, that's how it felt. Yeah,
right. Right. So the lady who's running for the Senate, the Republican, I said this off the air, I probably shouldn't say it on the air, I'm not going to say what I said after looking at her, Victoria and John, but maybe her name says it all. At any rate, she thanked the Proud Boys for being the security at a rally that she had in Delaware. She has no chance of winning, but she's made a presence, and the presence doesn't seem positive. Very surprising, you know, in this day and age when a lot of women are identifying with what Victoria says in her philosophy, where she feels very much focused on the message, and this message doesn't seem to be applicable. And I get into dangerous territory here because I don't want to generalize, but most women I know would not, maybe that's the way to put it, most women I know would not necessarily gravitate to her message. How's that? Is that okay, Victoria?
Sure. I don't know anything about her, so I don't know what her message is.
Yeah, but it pretty much says it all. When you kind of watch her body language, listen to her, she's very angry. And when you, you know, the Proud Boys, I wouldn't want to have the Proud Boys in there.
Right.
If she didn't side up with them, she thanked them for being there. But they were there because they understand what her philosophy is, or at least they think they do.
I mean, this group is heavily, heavily misogynistic. So yeah. I don't understand why, and I said this to you off the air, I don't know why any woman would want them there, whether they're doing security or selling hot dogs. Why would you want this group there if you're a female running for office? I don't, it's counterintuitive.
Well, but then it assumes that all women think the same way, and they don't. Maybe a lot of the women who are your age, who are your friends in your groups, think the same way, and they are very pronounced with their feelings, and that's good. I think everybody should express themselves as they feel. But I think that there is this feeling that everybody, all women should think this way, and all men should think this way, and so there's kind of a danger in that.
Well, that I get that, but if you're a woman, it doesn't matter what your political views are, but if you're a woman and you're running for office, why would you want the support of a group that feels that no women should run for office?
Yeah.
Or hold any important
positions.
Women's place
is in the home and pregnant.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So I don't get why you can be as far left or far right as you want, but why would you want any group that's just anti-female? I don't get it.
Nope.
Are these boys the new guardian angels of our day?
Well,
were the guardian angels violent?
No, they were.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Right?
No, they weren't violent. They were against violence, but they sometimes were pretty strident in the way they put violence down. Would you say that was a good way of describing it, John?
Perfect. No. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we continue. We have the top five to go in the second half hour of this week's.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another member of President Trump's inner circle has tested positive for COVID-19. Kellyanne Conway, the former longtime advisor to the president, tweeted late yesterday that she had tested positive for COVID-19. She wrote that her symptoms are mild and that she's feeling fine. Conway added that she has begun a quarantine process and that her heart, quote, as always, is with everyone affected by this global pandemic. Conway attended last week's announcement in the Rose Garden of Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The Hill says other nominees, including Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, announced that they had tested positive Friday as well. Barrett herself has tested negative. Experts expressed that it's doubtful that the event would be a super spreader because it took place outside. This is USA Radio News. There are questions as to whether President Trump testing positive for COVID-19 will have an effect on the economy. USA Radio's Tim Burke has a response from the administration.
White House Chief Economist Larry Kudlow says he doesn't believe the president testing positive for the coronavirus will have a lasting impact on the economy.
I am told it's a rather light case. He will be following doctor's orders, Dr. Sean Conley, who's best in the business.
Kudlow also telling reporters that they're getting task assignments from Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that are coming down from the president. Kudlow also saying he was tested and was negative.
The mayor of Rochester, New York has been indicted. The Monroe County DA has charged Mayor Lovely Warren with two campaign finance-related charges. Warren is accused of having donors exceed contribution limits during her 2017 re-election bid. Her honor is currently under fire for the death of a black man who died in police custody back in April. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the second half hour of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Review. Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the last of September 1st of October review of the hot hits this week. With me is John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, and a frequent visitor here on this program, Victoria Keelan, who's with me every day on the DJV program, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The number five story, focus on the economy, the state of business, the stimulus package, which seems to have gone through the House at $2.2 trillion, the old warrior, I was going to call him, he's actually an old fossil. Mitch McConnell says, nope, not going anywhere, we got to fix it, too many things wrong. I don't know what that means.
Well, he said they're not even going to consider it, which is...
No, isn't that swell? Right.
Yeah.
That'll do them a lot of good at the box office. At the box office, at the voting booth, or the box office.
It does feel theatrical, right?
It does, yeah, it really does.
Good point, Victoria, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, where is it when you think about the debate this past week and the focus, at least in part, if you get away from the nonsense, on the economy and where it is and Trump saying, you know, and it's hard to argue with some of the things, the points that he makes about the economy and how it's doing. It isn't the thing that is not brought out. The economy is humming along, but it's not sort of equalized. The benefits that could accrue for everybody at all stages, if you will, of economic reality, don't seem to be there. And one wonders
absolutely
whether that's...
Right.
Is that right?
Absolutely right, Doug. And businesses opening or closing right here in my backyard here in Florida, Central Florida, just 35 minutes from where I sit is Disney World. And they've just laid off over 2,500 employees there. Things are not getting any better there, and they're having to go through dramatic changes and dramatic hours of operation and things like that. This business opening is not really getting that much better. It's a dicey situation at best.
I would say, Victoria.
Well, in Florida, yeah, when we look at the numbers, the rate of infection with COVID, you know, Florida is, parts of Florida are up at 3.85%. Miami Dade County is at over 6% infection rate. That's not sustainable unless everyone is just going to deal with the fact that they're all going to get it. I don't know. Florida is the largest and first state to do a 100% reopening, so much so that John, correct me if I read this wrong. I read that the governor, DeSantis, actually forbade anyone to have less than 50% capacity at restaurants and strip clubs and
that's
bars.
That's exactly right. And Victoria and Doug, when you kind of peel the cover back on that, DeSantis, the governor, really is a puppet of Donald Trump. And Trump, going back to spring break earlier this year, wanted the state to be open, wanted everything to be business as usual, and that's when things were really starting to heat up. But
yeah.
DeSantis, who I think is looking at Trump to be his ticket to run for president at some time in the future, which is a kind of a joke. But nonetheless, DeSantis wants to open up everything and throw everything to the wind as far as what can happen with mm-hmm. the virus for the sake of having businesses open.
Right. That's how it feels. And you're living there, so you're living it. But certainly reading it from New Jersey, where I am, and our governor's been very conservative about reopening things. And in New York, also the same thing with Governor Cuomo there. It does feel like it's a, you know, devil may care kind of attitude from DeSantis.
Yeah.
And it's too bad because Florida has a lot of retirees. They have a lot of people who are in the, you know, in that high risk category for contracting COVID and how they'll react to it. It feels like, I don't know, where did we lose our humanity? Where did we stop caring about our citizens and our humans? It really rubs me the wrong way for sure.
Well, they roll down. The old timers roll into Florida and then they roll out in a casket. So that may be part of it, not motivated by anything progressive. So the economy and healthcare together, number four, number five, number four, focus on healthcare. I noticed that, and I put the two of them together here because of what's happening at Amazon. The largest, Walmart and Amazon, are the largest employers in America in terms of single companies. Amazon says 20,000 workers have COVID.
Yeah, they finally came forward with that, and I suspect the number's a lot higher. Amazon has been under a lot of pressure from people to come forward and really admit, okay, how are the, because the workers have been on strike. We know that they've had pop-ups of strikes here and there. Amazon has pretty much squashed them. They've steamrolled right over anyone who tries to be a whistleblower. But now I think that there's just too much of a spotlight, and they had to admit. And like I said, I don't believe that it's 20,000. I believe it's a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of, before we leave number five, the business situation and how many of the smaller companies, I have a little small business. John, you have a small business. We are interested in knowing what it is that is going to help keep us going here. You look at the attention being paid to banks, the big conglomerates, the entertainment conglomerates, the airlines, that sort of stuff. They have announced this past week major job cuts, so that during the debate, the figure of 8% unemployment came up. That may be now, but when the stimulus runs out, you watch those numbers go up. And at the box office, I don't understand the Republicans for their own benefit, and that's what these people all work on this stuff, not for the benefit of the public, but for their own benefit. If they aren't smart enough to see how this is going to affect people at the ballot box, if all these people are out of work between now and November the 3rd, I don't see any way that Trump or even the Republicans have a way to win. The economy is always what drives people. If you're out of work, are you going to vote for these guys who killed the stimulus package to keep you in groceries? I don't think so. That wouldn't be the way I'd be looking at it, frankly.
No,
all right,
right.
So
you're right.
Well, go ahead.
I just said you're absolutely right. Why would you vote for someone who created this disaster for you and your family?
Yeah, in the first place. Okay, number three is basically all the numbers with regard to COVID. Maybe the number one and two numbers here are the president and his wife getting it, and who knows who else is going to get it. You wonder about whether he had it on the night of the debate. He didn't touch.
It's likely he did.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, if he tested positive a few days later, they say, I think that they've still stuck with the five-day incubation period. But it would stand to reason that, yes, he probably did have it during the debate.
Well, thinking about all the makeup he had on, we were all kind of got a kick out of how much Mantan or whatever that orange stuff is he puts on his face. That may have been, maybe he didn't feel well then, and they decided to give him a little more makeup.
I didn't think about that. That's actually, I thought Joe could have used a little bit of bronzer. He needed to look a little less pale. But, that was the first thing I noticed. It was probably twice as much makeup as we normally see him wearing.
You know what is really, okay, let's take this street. I want to spend a minute on this. Both of them, when you look at the work that they've had done, Joe Biden has obviously had some work done on his face. He's had hair transplants. He's 78, so he doesn't want to look 78. But then you think about Trump and what came out about his hair this week and the scars from where he tried to get plugs put in his hair. And if you actually look in the sunlight on his hairline, he's pretty much bald. And the way that they fix, you know, the whole business about $70,000 being deducted from his tax return for his hair work during the time that he was on The Apprentice. You know, if you really kind of dig into it, it's kind of small potatoes, but yet it makes interesting anecdotal conversation because he tries so hard to make it look like he's got a head of hair, when in fact he doesn't have any hair, he's bald. But it's really very crafty the way they fixed his hair over the years. Well, that's not going to keep people from voting for him. I just find it interesting in an anecdotal way. What happens when Melania runs her fingers through his hair? What do you think?
Well, luckily, I don't think she does, so they're fine. I think there's no problem there.
Yeah, okay. All right, now we move on in a moment to the Supreme Court situation and the status of the presidential race sort of by itself, or maybe we talk a little about the mail-in ballots. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with an overview of this week's big stories from number 10 to number 1. At number 10... relationships with people at work, at school, all that is changing because of the reality of our health situations. Our relationship with foreign governments, number 9, natural disasters, that sort of thing, the weather and how things, the fall has brought us some change. That's kind of welcome. Education and what's happening in school, number 7. Race relationships, number 6. The economy, number 5. Health care and vaccines, number 4. The president gets it, number 3. The Supreme Court situation is number 2. And the presidential race is number 1, as you kind of would expect. Those are the stories making it this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. It's the body's largest organ, but we often take it for granted. For dermatologists, it's also the most important organ.
You literally can't live without your skin. If you didn't have your skin for a few minutes, you wouldn't be here. So the skin is very important.
Dr. Don Davis says you'd probably be surprised just how much skin you have.
It's a large surface area, which is how it gets to be the largest organ. If you stretched out the skin, it would be the size of an NFL football field.
Another interesting fact is that skin is the organ that's continually growing. Continually regenerating.
The skin is multiple layers thick, and it grows and sheds in 28 to 30 day cycles. So you get a brand new you, if you will, about once a month.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't take care of your skin. Washing, moisturizing, and applying sunscreen appropriately will go a long way to keeping your skin happy and healthy. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Next up, the official overview. Sometimes we don't have time to actually give you the list in its entirety because we get distracted. So this is the official list from Talkers Magazine, the People List from September 28th through October 2nd. Number 10, the leader of China. Number 9, the leader of Russia. Number 8, Chris Wallace. Breonna Taylor is 7. Mitch McConnell is 6 on the list. Nancy Pelosi would be 5. Where at me, I think I might flip those two around. But anyway, they're both important to political conversations this week because of the movement of the bill to bring more aid to people. Dr. Fauci is 4. Amy Coney Barrett is 3. Joe Biden is 2. And the president is number 1. I don't know whether there's a president hashtag his wife there. That may be a part, it certainly is part of the consideration because of what they're going through at the moment with COVID. That's the official list. Again, Talkers Magazine, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. You can find the list published there every week at talkers.com. All right, so we got a couple of more moments here and a couple of more issues. The connection between Amy Coney Barrett and Mitch McConnell appears to be the reason that she is the nominee. Everybody figure that out?
The connection. Wait, what? Say that again?
The connection between Amy Coney Barrett and Mitch McConnell is the reason she's up for the Supreme Court.
What is their connection?
Isn't she from Kentucky?
I didn't connect the dots.
What's that?
No.
I didn't connect the dots on
there's
that.
Some connection that I quickly
clerked
glanced
for Antonin
at.
Scalia.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So we know that. I
think there's some connection between her and the McConnell family, but that is just something that passed in and out of my mind. I thought, okay, there it is. That makes sense. That's why she surfaced. So let's see if that plays out or if it comes to the surface a little bit. Number one is the mail-in ballot. I think part of the presidential race is the extreme confusion as to where you'll be able to be mailing them in. In Texas, didn't they limit the places where you could bring your ballot on election day and
they
just
have,
drop them off?
It is so limited and very controversial. They have one ballot drop box per county. And Texas is
That's amazing.
Huge state. I know. In the largest county, in Harris County, they had 11, and they're dropping it to one ballot drop box.
Why are they doing that?
Well, exactly. That's the question.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
All right, John, thank you for being here with your precise comments. John Harper from WMEL in the Space Coast in Florida, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, here on the DJV program, keeping up with technology as it applies to you and your everyday life. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Duracell is at number 5 with their new batteries. Victoria, how is that affecting our lives?
Well, the new coin cell batteries will be less enticing for children to put in their mouths. They are adding a new, very bitter coating to the 2032, 2025, and 2016 size lithium coin batteries. They are trying to discourage young children from accidentally eating them. The new batteries begin rolling out in stores this month, and they feature a coating on the bottom that reacts with saliva to release a bitter taste that that they're hoping will discourage kids from swallowing it or ever putting a battery in their mouths again. Duracell notes that swallowing a lithium battery can cause a harmful chemical reaction in as little as 2 hours. They didn't say it, but a lot of tech writers have reported on this, saying that reaction that it has in your stomach could actually kill a child. So this is something that is good and hopefully will protect little ones. Because a lot of these coin batteries are being used in so many devices now. We're moving away from AA and triple A. It's more about the coin battery.
Next up, number 4, a focus on Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, people were wondering if Prime Day was going to happen, because typically it occurs in July, but with the pandemic and everything going on, Amazon canceled it. So now they've announced that Prime Day will happen, and it will run from October 13th to October 14th, and they have it's a two-day shopping event that features over 1 million deals across every category. Brands like Panasonic and Keurig and Under Armour and Adidas and Lacoste, all of those will be on sale. Starting right now until October 12th, Prime members will receive a $10 credit usable on Prime Day if you spend that money at small businesses on Amazon. That's the big push this year. Amazon is committing to spending more than $100 million to promote small business through Prime Day and the holiday season, which I think is good news. Prime Day starts at 3 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, October 13th.
All right, number three.
Ring, which is the home security company, has released a new dashboard cam that goes in your car. It has a feature called Traffic Stop. This Ring car cam is going to cost $199. It has two cameras, one pointed out the front windshield and one that points directly into the car's interior. The camera can send alerts whenever an event like a break-in or towing or an accident is detected, and owners can tap into the camera feed to see what's going on inside their car. The interesting thing is the Traffic Stop feature. All you need to do is say, Alexa, I'm being pulled over. It automatically starts recording. It saves all of the footage to the cloud. It will also send a notification to a list of your emergency contacts that you set up during, you know, the initial setup, and then it informs them that you are being pulled over by the police. So, you know, essentially this could be a really good thing for police accountability, because we know we cannot rely on body cams from the police. They are either tampered with, or they're not turned on, or it only shows one side of an altercation. So this is another way for citizens to be able to, you know, I think protect themselves and hold the police accountable, which is a good thing.
Yep. Number two, here's a scam. Look out for this.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one. This is the gift card scam. The Better Business Bureau is warning consumers to be on the lookout for gift cards that have been tampered with. Gift cards, especially this year coming up with, you know, the holidays and people not maybe not traveling, gift cards are the number one most requested gift of the 2020. And so this is a very easy scam, and this is how it works. Using a magnetic strip reader, which can be purchased on Amazon for under $100, the scammers scan the cards, because, you know, they're all in every store. These gift cards are just out in the open now. They used to be behind a glass case. Now they're not. So if you pick up one of these cards, make sure that the PIN has not been scratched off, because all these scammers need to do is they run it through the scanner, they pop a new sticker on it. When you take that card to the checkout and you add $50 to it, or you add $100, that actually goes directly into the scammer's bank account. So you're giving an empty gift card, essentially. Just make sure nothing looks suspicious. Take a different card, turn the one that, if you see something that looks like it's been tampered with, turn it in immediately. And the Federal Trade Commission says that only buy gift cards from known and trusted retailers as well. That's another way that you can make sure that you're being safe.
Number one tech story of the week is a suit against Facebook.
This is the reason that this is the number one, this is the biggest tech story of the week, is because this could set a legal precedent for all social media. What happened was the partner of one of the civil rights protesters who was shot and killed in Kenosha, Wisconsin last month, has sued Facebook, alleging that they were negligent in failing to remove posts calling on local militia members to take up arms. So they're basically saying that Facebook was partly responsible for this murder. So if they win, this is going to change the game for social media.
Changing the game, that's what we're doing here. This is Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.